Ah, there you are, you stupid dog. What is it with you and the Parfit's garden, eh? Because of you, I'm going to have to spend money I can't afford that mending that fence. And what have you got in your mouth? Come on, give it over. No. Come here, you stupid dog. This is not a game. Now give it in. Boxer! Stay. Give. You stupid mutt. Lady's underwear. Come on. In the kitchen you go. While I try and explain this.
Hello, I'm from next door.
So what are you doing with my underwear in your hand?
Your underwear?
Just because I'm a pensioner, it doesn't mean I've stopped being a woman, Richard.
How do you know my... My God! Evie! You look great! It's been almost 20 years, you hardly look a day older.
Oh, you are a smooth devil. A liar and smooth with it. But that doesn't give you the right to handle my underwear.
Yeah, sorry, here you are. Careful, it's covered in drool.
That's a first.
Sorry?
Nothing. You still haven't explained.
Oh, my dog stole it from your clothesline.
Trained him yourself, did you? To seize intimate ladies' garments? Or was it the red silk that took his eye? Will he come in for a cup of tea?
Thanks, but I'm expecting a phone call. Possible new client.
Anytime, Richard, you'd be welcome. That's an open invitation. We have a lot of catching up to do. I'm here most of the time, so is Amber, come to that.
I don't think I'm ready to go down that path. Not yet.
I'm glad you added the yet. We don't always make the best decisions in life, do we? I know Amber thinks that way at times.
Too much water under the bridge, Evie.
More's the pity, Richard.
Do you know, I can't get over how good you look. Mind you, you're always a bit cookie, on the wild side. Well, for a mum anyway.
Cookie, Richard? That dates you. I don't think I've heard that word since the 1970s. Hippie, maybe.
Definitely New Age, I'd say.
Yep, I'll accept that, thank you. New Age granny.
You had much longer hair, didn't you? Kind of wild and free?
Camouflage. That was a time of pulling your top off at pop festivals. With that hair, I was less topless than the others. Of course, there was a lot of alcohol and a herbal tobacco around at the time. That's what it was all about back then. About having a laugh.
Sounds very appealing.
Those days are long gone, Richard, but you have a way of making a woman feel good. You did back then. I could see what Amber saw in you.
She gave me up, Evie. Remember?
Who is it, Mum?
Look, I must dash my phone call. Sorry about the dog, and I'll be happy to replace the item if it's torn or spoiled in any way. Bye, Evie.
Bye, Richard. And remember that you have friends here any time. You'll always be welcome.
Who's that, Mum? He was off quick when he heard my voice.
That, my dear, was the one-time love of your life, Richard Turner, our new next-door neighbour.
Don't make any noise. Dad's inside. He'll ask all sorts of questions, and then he'll say I can't go anywhere.
You should have come to school on your bike, then we wouldn't have to creep around like this for fear of your monster dad.
My folks don't want me riding around on my bike till I know the roads a bit better.
If you can't ride round on your bike, how can you get to know them better?
Duh, parents don't think like people. It's rules first, logic second. But where we lived in London, you don't go out on a bike, except places with cycleways. How far is it to the quarry? Could we walk there?
It's 20 minutes on a bike, but takes forever if you walk it.
It took me 40 years to walk to this quarry, and when I got there, they'd abandoned it.
Do you think we'll see any UFOs tonight?
We might. The best time to see them is just as it gets dark.
Go on then, I'll follow you.
Blimey, Ken, where is everyone? This place is like a morgue in here.
No, it's been slow all week. Mind, it is only 5:10. We don't often see you in here this early.
It's this wind. You blow so much dust about that quarry. A cup of tea doesn't quite do it. I really need a pint to cut the thirst.
Oh, very least. Bit of a turn-up. Richie Turner moving in next door to you.
Of all the houses in the town, he has to choose that one.
Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca. Of all the gin giants Oh dear. Bit of a sore point there then.
You could say that.
Of course, you two and Amber, well, you have a history. Still, I don't see what you got to complain about. She dumped Richard for you and you were in there before the bed got cold.
Sometimes, Ken, you can be quite offensive.
Hey, I'm a publican. It goes with the job. But if you're touchy about it, we never heard the full story. So what happened?
You're a nosy bugger.
Well, that's in the job description too.
He was offered a 12-month contract in the States. He asked her to go with him. She said no, wanted him to stay here. When he accepted, she gave him the old heave-ho. He wasn't talking about marriage and I was. I've loved her ever since we were at school.
So it turned out right for you in the end. When Richard came back, you and Amber were married with a 3-month-old baby. He went off to London with his tail between his legs.
Until now. Cheers, Ken.
Cheers.
Here we are. That's it behind those gates.
Blue, look at them gates. They're all barbed wire.
There's a way in behind that bush. You can lift up the wire mesh fence and fall under.
Oh, that was easy enough.
Give us a hand, I'm caught. Give me a little heave.
That did it. You okay?
It was only the strap of the binoculars that got caught.
It's a long way down, isn't it? There's a lake down there.
My dad says it's... Oh no!
What?
Dad's been someone over the edge.
How the hell did that happen?
The strap broke. He's gonna kill me. They've got a shedload of dosh.
I can see them. On a grassy bit at the bottom, right beside the water. They look okay.
Yeah, but how do we get them back? Oh God, I'm seriously dead.
I'll climb down and get them for you.
You can't climb down there. It's really dangerous. What happens if you fall in? My dad reckons it's 100 feet deep and freezing cold.
I can swim, you know. We had a climbing wall at my last school. I was ace on it. Looks an easy climb. Here goes.
I don't think you should. Our teachers are always giving us lectures about this place being so dangerous. And it's dark. I can hardly see you.
Quit fussing. It was you that started to panic in the first place. I'll only be 5 minutes.
Steady on, dog. It's nice to know one member of the household's pleased to see me. But let me get in through the door first.
Hi, love. How's your day?
Yeah, not bad. Still something of a honeymoon. People being kind and helpful. What's that I can smell?
That, madam, is dinner.
How long's it going to be before it's ready?
Oh, 5 minutes or so.
Oh, enough time for me to take a shower?
Afraid not, love. I need a few minutes alone with you for something important I need to tell you.
What's the matter with the dog worrying at the back door?
Has he had a walk today?
No, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly? In English, I take that to mean no. Hannah! Toby! Dinner in 5!
I've been busy.
Doing what?
Cleaning this place for a start.
I did notice that, thanks. That's 2 hours' work, top whack. So what did you do with the rest of the time?
It took me the best part of the day with dinner as well. Plus the fact that Box had dived into next door garden again. I had to sort that out.
I suppose that meant you had to spend hours around there drinking coffee.
No, I didn't go in at all, actually. That damn dog pinched something off their clothesline. I had to take it back and explain, that's all. But that brings me back to the thing I want to talk about.
Oh, not now, Richard. It's time for you to start serving the dinner, or am I expected to do that as well? Where are those kids? Hannah! Toby! Down here, right now!
I'm down already.
Oh, hi, Mum. How's the job?
Hey, Dad, that smells good.
Yeah, work was good. How did you get on?
Not bad. But the other kids don't seem all that friendly. Although there are a couple of girls I get on quite well with, I think.
Where's that brother of yours? Did you give him a shout when you came past his room?
He's not there. He's gone off somewhere with his geeky friend.
Did he say where he's going?
He didn't even come in. He went into the garage and left his school bag and came out with his bike. He and geek number two rode off.
On his bike? This friend of his, what's his name? And why is he a geek?
All boys that age are geeks.
So, you don't know where they're going then?
Just off on their bikes. I heard the Toad talking on the phone last night, and it was all about UFOs and aliens and the quarry. Real geeky boy stuff.
Quarry? No doubt he's heard me going on about the quarry, and he's gone over to have a look at the place where I work.
I'll ground him for this. I specifically warned him not to go off on his bike.
Like you're not partially responsible anyway.
Me? What did I do?
Well, you were at home here and supposedly in charge. I'm not suggesting that you meet him at the school bus, but you should have been around so he couldn't just sneak off without being aware. When I've finished eating, I'll call him on his mobile.
You can't.
Why not?
There's no service on his phone in this area. He tried to borrow mine, but I wouldn't let him. That's why he was talking to his little friend on the house phone yesterday.
I suppose that'll end up being my fault too.
Oh, for God's sake, Richard, act your age. Sometimes you're worse than the kids. That son of yours drifts about in a dream half the time. Now, where does he get that from?
Aren't we being superior here? Highly respected scientist. Madam Cool, the Ice Lady.
I'm out of here before your bickering fries my brain. Your son will be home when he gets hungry enough. I reckon he's on a PlayStation or whatever with his friend, and they have no idea of the time. I'll take the dog out before it gets too dark.
I suppose she's right. The need for food will bring him back in his own good time. It's just his age.
Like his father, you mean? With Hannah out, that gives us a chance to talk about the thing I mentioned earlier.
Oh, not now, Richard. You've no idea how grungy I feel. I won't feel human until I've showered half a ton of dust off.
I really need to talk to you right now.
Okay, once I've showered and put on some fresh clothes.
There's so many phone handholds, it's like going down a ladder.
I've got a really bad feeling about this.
It's not hard at all. I only have to be a bit careful because there are some loose bits.
Give it up, Toby. Just climb back out, please.
No, I'm halfway down already. Easy, easy. Oh, no, no. Ah!
Toby! Toby! Toby!
Thank you.